Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Chala Balava Giribhadai. Gopi Chala Balava Giribhadai. Yashoda Nandana Braja Chandravandana Yashoda Nandana Braja Chandravandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanchari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paraman Sarai Chakajai Sutta Savishishimai Bhakti Vedanta Sama Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Nanda Koti Vaishnava Ki Jai Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to the Assam devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Ranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Answers by citing the Lord's version, text number 21. Varam varaya bhatram te.
Varam varaya bhatram te.
Vareshama pivanshitam.
Vareshama pivanshitam.
Pramansheya parishama.
Pramansheya parishama.
Pungsama darshana vati.
Pungsama darshana vati.
Varam varaya bhatram te. Vareshama pivanshitam.
Vareshama pivanshitam.
Pramansheya parishama.
Pramansheya parishama.
Pungsama darshana vati.
Pungsama darshana vati.
Chant.
Param varaya vatramte.
Param varaya vatramte. Vareshama Pavanshaya Purishama Pungsama Darshana Vahi
Parambaraya Bhadramte
Parambaraya Bhadramte
Vareshama
Divanshitam Anshe Pushama Bumsama Darshana Vati Parambaraya Vatramte Parishama Vivanshitam Anshe Pushama Pungsama darshana vati
Parambaraya bhadramte
Parambaraya bhadramte
Parishama vivanchitam
Parishama vivanchitam
Brahmanshreya parishrama
Brahmanshreya parishrama
Pungsama darshana vati
Pungsama darshana vati Param, benediction. Varaya, just ask from. Patram,
auspicious.
Te, unto you. Vara
Isham,
the giver of all benediction. Ma, mam, from me. Abhivanchitam. Wishing. Brahman, O Brahma, Shreya, the ultimate success. Pridishamaha, for all penances. Pungsam,
for everyone.
Much, my.
Darshana,
realization.
Avati,
up to the limit of. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. I wish you good luck. O Brahma, you may ask from me, the giver of all benediction, all that you may desire. You may know that the ultimate benediction as the result of all penances is to see me by realization. Purport. The ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth is knowing and seeing face to face the personality of Godhead.
Realization of the impersonal Brahman and localized Parama features of the personality of Godhead is not ultimate realization. When one realizes the Supreme Lord, one does not struggle hard to perform such penances. The next stage of life is to discharge devotional service to the Lord just to satisfy Him. In other words, one who has realized and seen the Supreme Lord has attained all perfection, because everything is included in that highest perfectional stage. The impersonalists and pseudo-mystics, however, cannot reach this state. Mukam karati vachalam rangam langyate gidim yakipantaham vande shikun tinatavyam om gyana timarandasya gyanam jara shalakaya chakshu miritam yena tasmai shi gurave namaha. So this is a really nice verse. Hopefully someday we will also be face to face with the Lord and He will say these things to us also. Good luck. He's saying good luck to you. I wish you good luck. Yes, auspicious. So then he says, you can ask for me anything at all. Just imagine if the Lord comes and says, ask whatever you want. But then he goes on, he says, this is what you should want. He tells him, you should know that the best thing, the ultimate benediction, is to see me. That's the best thing. See Krishna. And it's very interesting, before I became a devotee, I was going guru shopping in Boston in 1970, and I was going from one guru to the other, and one guru told me, you chant this mantra morning, evening, and the rest of the day do whatever you like, and in 6 months you will become God. And I tried. And he said, and if you don't become God, at least you'll be liberated. Well, I wasn't liberated either. So then I went to the temple. The first day I went to the temple, I asked the devotee, so what's your process? Chant, dance, eat. Okay, if I chant, dance, eat, what can I hope to achieve? And they said, you will see God face to face. And I said, yes, I want to see God. I don't want to be God. I think it's much, much better. And so, yes, we are trying to see God. If you go to Vrindavan, you will see people are coming for darshan. And they are seeing God. Their eyes are anointed with love. They're looking at the deities with so much love and so much devotion. And the theme of these last few verses is darshan. Darshan, what does it mean to see God? And so we are going step by step. It takes time. We're most of us Bhajana Kriya and an Archanivriti, going through the dualities and trying to see God during our day. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Bhutyogam Tam Yenamam Upo Yanti Te. If you engage 24 hours, Prabhupada translates in one purport, in devotional service with Preeti. So this is one of the qualifications for seeing God, is to have devotion. And He will help you. He will give you. He'll say, okay, do this, do this. See me like this. See me like that. So one devotee said to Srila Prabhupada that there is a common philosophy held by a lot of religious groups, that God can be understood directly from within, and no guru is necessary. So actually, we do need guru to see God. So what did Prabhupada say to that person? He's a rascal, and one who accepts him is a rascal. So he was chastising that devotee. Why do you think like that? Why are you thinking that this is true, and why are you asking me this question? He said, how do you think God is speaking to him? Why do you accept it? And so that was interesting. So who does God talk with? He tells in Bhagavad Gita, those who are engaged in my service, always with love. And so there are examples of seeing Lord face to face, Chitraketu, saw Sankarshan. But first, before he saw God, he was instructed by his gurus, Angira and Narada. Following their instructions, he came to the stage. Same with Dhruva Maharaj. He followed the instructions of Narada Muni, and then he could see God face to face. So Srila Prabhupada, in a purport, a very famous purport, I think it's in the third canto, let me see. No, fourth canto? Yes, fourth canto, chapter 28. If a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of a spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, we do have people like that coming to Vrindavan, from Delhi especially. If one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Yes. Yesterday I had a little, a slight accident in my car. I hit a curb, but I hit it so hard that my tire went flat. And my son said, "You totaled the tire." He said, "But don't hit anything else, or else my insurance will go up." It's like, and I thought, wow, it's good I didn't hit something else, like a car or something. And so I felt like Krishna minimized my karma there. He minimized my reaction, I just hit the curb instead of something else. And so, we can see Krishna in our life every day. And it's not just with our eyes. We can feel Krishna. We can feel his protection. We can feel his guidance. So three ways. In this purport also, Prabhupada talks about Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Especially Bhagavan is emphasized because Bhagavan is speaking. And so I would like to share with you one verse in the sixth canto, 16th chapter, verse 51, where the Lord talks about how to see him while you're in this world. And first he says, aham vai sarva bhutani, that all living entities, moving and not moving, are my expansions and are separate from me. So this is aham brahmasmi, to see Brahman. We are all part of Brahman. And then the second line, bhutatma bhutabhavana, and that means the super soul. You see the Lord as super soul. We can also see him in our daily lives as super soul. The voice is there, telling us to do the right thing. And there's other ways, and I'll tell you a little bit later, other ways to see the super soul or feel his presence or access him. Then, how to see Bhagavan? The Lord says, this is Lord Shankarshan speaking to, I forgot his name. Chitaketu. Shabda Brahma, Param Brahma. That's how you have to see. Shabda Brahma and Param Brahma. So what is the translation? I'm the form of the transcendental vibrations like Omkara and Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So that's Shabda, that's Prabhupada's translation of Shabda Brahma. And then, what is Param Brahma? I am the Supreme Absolute Truth. Then he explains, these two forms of mind, namely, the transcendental sound and the eternally blissful spiritual form of the deity, are my eternal form. So Param Brahma means, here we are, the deity, we can see Krishna. And they are not material. So the first one, Brahman, living entities, Krishna is everything, he's also Brahman. And the poor impersonalists cannot go beyond the Brahman. They see the light, but they can't go beyond. And most probably they get bored or they get unhappy and they come back down here and open up hospitals and such things. We cannot see him, although he's here, he's everywhere. Why can't we see him? Kunti Dev tells us, Maya Javani Kachanam Agyat Huksajam Avyayam Mudhadisha. So four reasons why we can't see him right now. First thing, Maya Javani Kachanam, our eyes are covered with a curtain of Maya. But of course, when the curtains are closed, then we can't see the deities. And when they open, then we can see also. So we have, it's okay for us. The curtain opens sometimes, and we can see Krishna. So that's one reason. Ignorance, agya, where we don't know enough about Krishna. And he said, at Hokshisha, he's beyond our power, our ability to see. And mudhadrisha, we have the vision of fools and rascals. So example, one example, Prabhupada was speaking in a class, and there was one hippie there with a big, long, dark cloak, which had stars and moons on it, and he thought he was like, you know, the controller of the universe. I mean, he was trying to let everyone be impressed with his powers. And so Prabhupada was speaking, and then he challenged Prabhupada. And he said, can you see God? And Prabhupada said, no, because you are in the way. So, yeah, too much ego. The false ego gets in the way. Yeah, he's thinking, he's God, how are you going to see God? If you got the false, the cloud is covering the sun. And so yeah, we accept Krishna's words in Bhagavad Gita, then we can have some instruction like Chitraketu had. He had to be face to face with the Lord. So Brahman, and then Paramatma, Bhutatma, Bhutavavana, he is allowing us to enjoy. Prabhupada gives the example of a master taking his dog for a walk. The dog can run, the dog can sit, the dog can pass, and the master is waiting. So we are like that dog, and we run, and we sit, and we pass, and the master is waiting for us to turn to him. But he's holding the leash. So we can't run too far. So the dog is supposed to obey the master, but the master is very kind, he's just waiting. And so Krishna's been waiting since time immemorial for us to turn to him. And he's just asking a leaf, a flower, fruit, and water. And then he will be happy with us. So there's another analogy Prabhupada gives of the super soul. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, that he is the source of knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. He gives us the intelligence to remember or forget. So in that sense, Prabhupada says the super soul is like an expert director of a drama, a play. Expert director makes the actor forget his real identity to become the part he's playing. I heard that one time in some actors who were playing Ramayana, and Dasharath actually left his body because he identified so much when Ram left the kingdom. The person who was playing Dasharath left his body. he was so much identifying with the role. And in Vrindavan, when sometimes we have dramas on Govardhan Hill, and the bridge basis come and they say, we're having darshan. They're actually seeing Krishna, and they're seeing Yashoda, and they're seeing the devotees. It's like coming to life for them. They say, yes, we're coming for darshan. Well, that's another way of seeing Krishna. So super soul makes us forget our real identity, so we can become these material bodies, these designations. We want to enjoy, but we can't enjoy unless he makes us forget. I just read something, but of course if you're a devotee, he won't let you forget. I just read something very interesting on a story about one devotee. These ladies were going on a plane ride, and two girls, they had separate seats. And then one girl sat down in the plane, the first girl, and the second one was behind. But there was a seat between her and the man. She said the man didn't look very friendly. He was wearing dark clothes. So then she said, come, sit here. And they had so much prasadam, because the devotees loaded them up with prasadam before their trip. And so they started to open it and eat. And they asked the man, he said, no, I don't want prasadam. So then they kept asking him. They didn't give up. And finally, the guy got really angry. He said, "Oh, you know, I was a devotee, and I'm trying to forget, and Krishna won't let me. And I saw you come on the plane, and I knew you were going to sit next to me. And I'm really hungry, because I was just at a wedding, and they didn't have any. I was just eating tomatoes. And I really, really, I will eat the prasad." So Krishna doesn't let you forget. He's, "I try to forget, but he's not letting me forget. Wherever I go, I meet devotees." So, that was my ex-husband, his initiation letter. Prabhupada wrote to him, he said, "You have been slow to come, but now you have come, Krishna will never let you go." And so, that was his initiation letter. And so, Supasoa is giving instructions to us. He's in our heart. And the time will come when we will wake up. As Lord Chaitanya says, "Wake up, sleeping souls, wake up." And when we wake up, what will we do? Srila Prabhupada says, "Awakening of divine consciousness enthralls a devotee who relishes his eternal, transcendental mellow." Who gets this a wake up? Only those who are convinced by devotional service of the transcendental nature of the personality of Godhead. So that's that verse, "Janma Karma Chame Divyam." Whoever understands my birth and activities, he will come back to me. He will come back. So we have to, and Prabhupada is very merciful. He lectured on that verse. Even if you don't understand, if you just try to understand Krishna, he will take you. And so we should just try. We can try. That's the best we can do. And so the Paramatma, how to access Paramatma? Well, my experience is you can access Paramatma by chanting japa attentively, because Paramatma is a reservoir of intelligence. And sometimes, you know, I feel like I need more intelligence. So therefore, like when I was teaching Bhaktivedanta course and I had some difficult verse and I couldn't get it, so I would read the verse and then I would chant one round. And after chanting the round, I got so many ideas. You know, it's just like it came. And it wasn't from me, because I couldn't think of it before. Like, it didn't come to my brain. One time I had to do a whole chapter. This is Canto 3, Chapter 11, I believe, the thing on time. Chapter on time? I didn't get it. So I read the chapter, I chanted all my 16 rounds, and I came up with a beautiful chart. No, this is the time here, this is the time there. It wasn't from me. So he's accessible. Krishna is accessible. And of course, it's by Shabda Brahma. We can see Krishna through sound. Shabda Brahma, Param Brahma, the holy name and the deity. Holy name is more merciful, no hard and fast rules. And so we can see with our ears. Bhagavatam also says in first canto, third chapter, verse 44, simply, "Hearing is not all, one must realize the text with proper attention." Prabhupada talks about attention. If you're attentive in hearing, then you will see Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says. So there's a story that illustrates how we fail to understand that Krishna and his names are non-different. This I heard from Sachinandan Swami. That there was a beggar. He went to the king because he wanted to see gold. So the king said, "Okay, climb up these stairs. It goes to my treasure. Open the last door." Climbed up the stairs, opened the door, and he saw the gold. Then he looked back and saw, "Oh, the stairway is also made of gold, but I didn't know what gold is, so I didn't realize it." And so, similarly, the way to attain Krishna, the chanting, is already Krishna. But we forgot our relationship with Krishna, so we're not aware of it. But if we can rekindle our relationship with Krishna, then we can understand, oh, yes, here is Krishna also. There is Krishna also. Like, here is Nishinga, there is Nishinga. Nishinga is in the heart, Nishinga is everywhere, and Krishna is too. And so, Srila Prabhupada encouraged us to see the deity. And we should see, what is he wearing? Then remember the deity during our day. Try to remember him. What was he wearing? How did he look? Because I was a pujari and I was remembering the deity the whole day because we didn't have a chokidar. And so I had to be the chokidar in Calcutta temple. And there was this one crazy lady who would offer soap by throwing it at the deity. And one time I dragged her downstairs. I had to protect the deities. I had to be with them. And one thing I noticed was that their expressions would change. They wouldn't keep the same expressions. And we caught that on camera. Gargamuni was our president, and he would have us take pictures of the deities. He would show to the life to the Indians, and they would become life members when they saw pictures of our deities. So one time he saw a picture that was taken just 2 minutes after the other. He said, "Hey, they look completely different." I said, "Yeah, they change. Their expression changes moment to moment. If you sit there and look at them, you'll see it." So, it was there on camera. And that reminds me of another story in Australia. They hired a photographer to take pictures of the deities. So he was taking the pictures, and the pujari was there. He said, hey, you got to fix her top. She moved. So, yeah, deities are there, definitely. We just have to believe. We have to have faith, and we have to see them with the eyes of devotion. There is a verse in 3rd canto, 35th chapter, verse 36, Kapiladev. Upon seeing the charming forms of the Lord, smiling and attractive, and hearing his very pleasing words, the pure devotee almost loses all other consciousness. His senses are free from all other engagements, and he becomes absorbed in devotional service. Thus, in spite of his unwillingness, he attains liberation without separate endeavor. And that reminds me of another story, Burijan. He had there was one Muslim devotee who came to see Burijan. Well, he was kind of a devotee. He was a beginning devotee. And he said, "Yeah, you know, I like to chant, but I just can't accept the deities, because in the Muslim religion, they don't accept the form of the Lord." He said, "I just can't accept." So Burijan said, "Okay, go there to Krishna Balaram and just stand there and see." And so he went in front of Krishna Balaram for 45 minutes, and he came back and he said, "I accept the deities." Oh. He didn't say what happened, but anyway, yes, if we're sincere, he was sincere. He really had a problem, and he expressed his problem. And Burijan said, "Ted, tell the deity your problem. You can't accept his form." And so, yeah, if we have a problem, go to the deity, and he'll help you. Go to the holy name if you need intelligence or if you have a problem. So purport of this verse in third canto about the deity, Brahma says there are three divisions of devotees, first class, second class, and third class. Even the third class devotees are liberated souls. So even if you're third class, if you look at the deity and it makes you happy, and you're liberated. Actually, you forget your problems. So how to see God? Prabhupada gives us other ways to see Krishna. Param Brahma, Param Shabda Brahma, and Param Brahma. It's a Bhagavad Gita, it says, "Soham Apsukumkira." You can see Krishna by tasting water. See God in the taste of water. See Krishna there. You want to see God with your eyes, begin with the tongue. So there's that verse, "Sevam Mukhehi Jivado Swayameva Swaratira." That we can't approach Krishna with our senses, but if we start with the tongue, we can see Krishna. And he gave an example. He said, "Begin with your tongue," Prabhupada said. There was some lecture on this Gita verse. "Begin with your tongue." Just like if you have prasadam and you say, "Oh, let me see. Not by the eyes, you want to taste it. So he said, we have to, first of all, taste God. So how to taste God? Two ways, prasadam and the holy name. We have to taste Krishna with the holy name. And then we can, so Krishna will, he'll reveal himself to us in these two ways. And so we should try to see Krishna in, during our day, the deities, the holy name, taste of water, sun and moon. So we can follow Gita and Krishna will help us to see him. So I'll stop here. Any questions or comments? Yes, Ruth. Pran Govinda.
I was thinking, Srila Prabhupada, we read right after Mangalarti, we read
Nectar of the Holy Name.
Nectar of the Holy Name. Oh, you read that?
Namamrita. Yeah. Namamrita. Every day we read.
Oh, in the morning?
Yeah, after, during Mangalarti.
Uh-huh.
So two days in a row, we noticed that Prabhupada's different lecture, he said, why give so much importance to see God?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Seeing God is not important. And then Prabhupada gives a logic. When Lord was present, many people saw the Lord face to face. So, but they did not become devotee. So then Prabhupada says, therefore we should stress on hearing and understanding God, not giving big thing of seeing God.
Yeah. Right. And that is darshan.
Yeah, by hearing.
Hearing.
I was thinking also 7.1. Mayashakta manaparta yogam junjam madashraya. Asangsayam samagram mam jatagyasri tat srinu.
Tatsunu.
Tatsunu.
Right.
Samagram, completely you can know.
Right, right.
Because attachment will develop.
Mm-hmm.
So what's like the translation that? Of that?
I have to translate my way.
Yeah, translate your own way. It's okay.
Maya
sakta mana partha. Yeah, I can't. You translate your way.
When you absorb mind with a feeling of the Lord, asangsaya samagrama, without doubt,
all doubts
you will know me completely. To do that, you have to just hear more.
Hear more.
But just by hearing.
Yeah.
I was remember Prabhupada's another lecture, he stressed about interdependent. He said, you want to see God, you have to focus on interdependent. And he went on, interdependent means, just I'm applying myself, to see you, there has to be light. If light doesn't back up you, I cannot see. Even if the light is there, my eyes has to remain open. So my eyes, also seeing perception and ability to see, these are all combined together. That is Krishna as a super soul conducting that.
Right. Okay, there's another question in back.
What are the reasons that prevent devotees from seeing the deities?
I think you missed the first part of the lecture. four reasons. Kunti gave four reasons. That Maya Javanika Chanam, where eyes are covered by the curtain of Yoga Maya. Agya, we're ignorant. Ahoksaja, he's beyond our perception, our ability to perceive. And the fourth reason is mudha drisha. We have the vision of fools. And that's why we can't see Krishna. Yeah, I think you came in later, maybe. That was near the beginning. Yeah, that's the problem.
So I have another question.
You have another question?
So earlier you read about forgetfulness and remembrance and forgetfulness.
Yeah.
And we find that sometimes some of us don't remember much and some don't even remember at all. You know, so would you attribute that to the super soul or
I couldn't hear what you said in between.
Okay, so I'm saying that sometimes some of us forget a lot, you know. Some don't, not so much, and so forth, you know. Some would attribute it to the brain, but earlier you read from super soul comes forgetfulness and
that's right.
remembrance. So how you can bridge that contradiction?
Well, for those who are not devotees, then super soul is controlling everybody. But for those who are who have surrendered to Krishna, then Krishna is controlling. So you cannot blame it on super soul. You can blame it on Krishna. But at the same time, there are these problems with our we're in the material body, and its nature is forgetfulness. The nature of the body is that. So as much as we can transcend, that much we can remember. There's an example of one old lady, my god sister. She was in her 80s, and she couldn't remember anything except the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. She was leading all the old ladies in chanting. So one devotee went to visit her, I think Niranjan Swami, because she was from Boston. And so the doctor said she can't even remember where she's from, you know, her address in Boston. They asked her, so they said, "See, where are you from?" She said, "Vrindavan." So, yeah, Krishna might make you forget all the rubbish at some point in your life, but he helped her remember, even though she had dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever she had. She didn't forget Krishna. And so, who was in control there? Her body was completely gone. The memory was gone. Actually, also my experience too, because I was born with a good memory. But when I went under anesthesia, I lost not only my memory, I lost my identity. I was an atom or a molecule, and I was conscious. So I know what it feels like to be an atom or molecule. Everything's black, and there's no desires, no gross, no subtle. You're just there, and everything's black. So then, and what happened? The holy name came at like a screensaver in front of me. And then I remembered. Somehow I started chanting, even though I didn't have any body or physical, gross or subtle. And then I remember who I was. So, like time of death, you could forget. Like that wasn't death, but it was close. But Krishna will help you remember. And that's how I remembered Krishna in the form of the holy name. That's the form he came to me as. And so, now we're trying to be devotees, so Krishna is controlling us, making us remember or forget. Yeah. Oh, yes, start up.
Narayana, I was hoping you could share with us how you became a devotee.
How I became a devotee? Yeah, I think I did. I was guru shopping. All the gurus asked them what their process, what can I get. And finally, I met the devotees. And as soon as I met the devotees, the holy name wouldn't go out from my head. And then we went to the temple at midnight one night, my husband and I, and everybody was up chanting. They were chanting, and it was really cool. All the rooms were a different color. Bhavananda decorated purple, pink, green, orange. And I was, it was midnight, and the chanting was so nice. It sounded like bumblebees, you know, and because they didn't finish their rounds. They didn't have to go to Mangalarti, so everybody was up late. And and then it took about 3 months. I was going to the temple. I was typing already before I joined.
Which one?
Boston, 1970. Boston, 1970.
You said that was
an awesome
evening?
Boston,
When you went there at midnight, was it?
No, it was just a normal day.
Up.
Everybody was up, and Pradyumna was raiding the refrigerator, I remember. Everybody was up chanting, you know, because they used to go, when I joined, we would go on Harinam from 10 in the morning till 10, 11 at night.
Wow.
Sometimes midnight even. We would come back from Harinam at midnight. Because there was no Mangalarti. We didn't go to Mangalarti for the first 2 months. And then they started. Yeah, how did I join? It was Prabhupada. He kicked me. There was a weekend, and the devotee said, why don't you stay for the weekend? Prabhupada's coming. I said, okay. And stayed for the weekend. Prabhupada didn't come. Instead, he sent four devotees, Vishujan Maharaj, Brahmananda, Gargamuni, and Suva, four sannyasis. And I went on Harinam with Vishujan for the weekend, and that was it. I said, why should I go back home? And I went and said goodbye to my husband, and I joined. And he joined 2 months later, because his source of income was gone. And he was a hippie, I won't work. So devotees didn't work. We just were chanting and dancing the whole day in the street. So that's how I joined. But the point was that I was hesitating, but Prabhupada gave me the push I needed. And he didn't come, but he said he was coming. And just by saying he was coming, not only me, but four other devotees never went back that weekend either. They didn't go back home, and I was one of them. We didn't go back home after going out with Vishujan for a weekend.
How old were you?
I was 22. Yeah, 22. Yeah, and then we were sent to India at the age of 24, 1972. And that was that. One-way ticket, Prabhupada told us to go, he didn't tell us to go back, so we got a one-way ticket. And yeah. Yes? Boston.
Yeah. Isha.
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 So she was put in an old age.
Old age home, yeah.
And devotees had, we had tried, I was there, and devotees had tried to get her out of the old age, but because her sister was in charge of that, and they would not allow her. Mm-hmm. But one thing was, in old age, you know, they saw the movies and play games and all these old people do that. But whenever we visit her, she would get excited and she would keep chanting Hare Krishna.
Oh, wow. I saw a video of her leading the chanting with the old ladies.
Yes.
I saw a video.
Yeah, so devotees were visiting and she would chant just Hare Krishna. That's it, she wouldn't do anything else.
Yeah, yeah. So Krishna takes care of you remembering and forgetting, yes?
I was referring to our previous discussion.
I was remembering, reading Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur commentary, who is responsible for Ajamil's forgetfulness or fall down, you can say. So what I remember, I'm paraphrasing, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, that for a lot of unwanted thing can pass through our mind, we are not responsible. But we are responsible for their dominance. So he talks about Ajamil, that yes, that even though previous impression was there that he has to face, but he contemplated on this embracement of this Sudrani, and then he went on at a point where Krishna literally in the heart sees that, okay, you cannot do both. You cannot contemplate of this prostitute embracing this man and my service. You cannot do both. Either you do this or this. And then because he's contemplating more on the prostitute, Krishna sanctioned, Apahanan, you forget me, you do that. That's how the cause of Ajamil's fall down. So in that sense, it is actually we are responsible, it is not Krishna.
Yeah, yeah.
We are choosing to think of, contemplate on the material sense enjoyment over Krishna, Krishna sanctioned that time.
Yeah, that's really good. And when you said that, what I was remembering was how Krishna, like I told the story how Krishna would not let you forget. So Prabhupada, in a lecture on one of those verses of Ajamila, he said, so Krishna told him, okay, you name your son Narayan. And so Krishna made him remember. And so in the heart, he got the inspiration to name his son Narayan.
Yes.
Well, Prabhupada said, he won't let you forget. Okay, you want to forget? Okay, but I'm not letting you forget. And so he did come to the rescue, Krishna. He came to the rescue. Madhumati.
About Prangavinda mentioning about Ajamil, what we see that a situation where you're remembering Krishna, in other words, at least theoretically you're remembering Krishna, and yet you may have a fall down. In other words, one is feeling, you know, Prabhupada talks about if a drunkard man is drinking wine and is thinking, oh, this is Krishna. And so we see sometimes where people are unable to control their senses and maybe drinking, or talk about devotees, maybe drinking or whatever it may be, and saying, oh Krishna, you know, I know I shouldn't be doing it, but I'm doing that. How does that happen? I mean, is that Krishna conscious? Is that not Krishna conscious? Or where is Krishna helping or not helping? Or,
well, the thought that I shouldn't be doing this.
So Krishna is helping.
Saying, yeah, don't do this. This is not good for you.
And yet the devotee continues to do so,
right,
and remember Krishna.
I mean, yeah, Krishna is, he can't forget. Mm-hmm. He can't forget. You know, just like our Gurukulis, I mean, you're, mm-hmm, not yours, but ours, some of ours, they can't forget. They really want to forget sometimes.
But they can't.
They can't. Like my son, sometimes he tries to forget, but then he'll, you know, subconsciously he'll start singing a bhajan while he's driving, you know. It's like, mm-hmm.
So that is Krishna helping, yeah, helping the person, yeah, even, yeah, if they're not able to stop, but still, yeah, Krishna is
Krishna's
present.
Krishna's not giving up.
That's nice.
He won't give up on us, you know, mm-hmm, even if we leave.
That's encouraging.
He's not giving up. Yes, Pushkar.
So just to, as they say, put a balance on that. there's an old 66 lecture, probably saying how some devotees had met this early, I think it was in like the first or second initiation, Sriadish. So they met him in the street, and he'd already blew, you know, after some months or whatever, year. And they said, oh, Sriadish, don't you remember? You know, you should come to the temple. Or he said, oh, I have forgotten all about that. And so Prabhupada used that as an example. He said, so he has forgotten. And so Krishna's letting him forget. He can forget eternally. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah, better be careful. don't try for it. We should try be attentive and conscious. But there are so many stories. I mean, I could tell you one more story. I told probably a few years ago here. In Ireland, there was one devotee, and he was complaining, so early in the morning, 4 in the morning, Mangal Arati, oh, it's too early. And not only that, there's no toilet paper in the bathrooms, because in the early days, we didn't use toilet paper. So he left. He got a job on the night shift, 2 in the morning. He said, hey, wait a minute, this is worse. He was working at a paper factory, of course, and he didn't know what kind of paper, and then above him, he was on the forklift, the box burst, and all these rolls of toilet paper fell in his head. He said, okay, Krishna. Krishna's funny. He's humorous, he has his ways, and he went back.
He went back to
the temple.
Thank you, Krishna.
Yeah.
Now he has hope.
He went back. So, Krishna will try to get us back one way or another. One way or another, he'll try. I know so many stories like that, but yeah, anyway. Any other comments or questions? Jai, glory to Prabhupada.